Parshas Matos Masi. Parshas Masi starts off, Eile Masi b'nei Yisrael asher yotzu me'eretz Mitzrayim. The Torah lists 42 Masois that Klal Yisrael camped on the way to Eretz Yisrael. The Malbim asks that L'chora, since their destination was Eretz Yisrael, the Torah should have said, Eile Masi b'nei Yisrael asher nos'u le'eretz Yisrael. Instead, the Torah says, the place that they came from. Why was that? Answers the Malbim, since the reason for the 42 Masois was in order to purify B'nai Yisrael from Tumas Mitzrayim, as we see in the Pasuk, in the end of Parshas Kisavai, V'nosan Hashem Lachem L'Vadas Ad Yem Hazeh V'oilach Eschem Arba Arboim Shana B'Midbar L'Man Teidu K'ni Hashem L'Kechem. The purpose of the halicha in the midbar was to come to a clear idea of ani Hashem Elokech. Malm gives the mashal of a man that lived in a very, very hot climate, and his doctor wanted him to move to a very, very cold climate. The doctor made sure they wouldn't go right away from very hot to very cold. That could be a terrible sakana for him. Rather, it should make small moves. First, move to a little less hot climate, etc. So, too, the Klal Yisrael had to remove Mitzrayim from them. They needed 42 Masois, small steps, to fully be Matara themselves. Therefore, says the Malbim, that to get there to Yisrael, Klal Yisrael got there to Yisrael 11 days. But in order to leave Mitzrayim, it needed 42 Masois. That's why the Torah says, Eile Masi b'nei Yisrael asher yotzu mi Mitzrayim, and not asher nosu le'eretz Yisrael. Let's try to understand what the Malbim is saying. That Bnei Yisrael needed a Taira from Tumas Mitzrayim. Didn't they leave the Memtesh Hari Tuma already? Mitzias Mitzrayim. Rucham Olshin Shlita explains that the Tumas Mitzrayim was a Avodah Zarah and a Kefirah B'Hashem. But Klal Yisrael, when he left Mitzrayim and he Kriya Samsif, it came to a high Madrega. But afterwards, they were choite in Chet Meraglim, which is the yisoid, the foundation of the Chet Meraglim, was the lack of emuna betochen v'akash baruch hu. They said, Hashem won't be able to win and conquer over the Amim living in Eretz Yisrael. They were boicha. They cried at Bechir Shechinam, which is the sibah of all the chabonis until today. With this chet, the chet meraglim, they lost their madrega, and they fell backwards into Tumas Mitzrayim. So how did the membeis masois clean Klal Yisrael and bring them to a proper level of emunah betochen? The pasuk says in Parshas Ekev, Hamolichecha b'midbar hagadol v'hanoro nechash shraf rakraf. The midbar was a place that was impossible to exist. The Rambam in Mor Nevuchim says, Api teva, you couldn't even live there for one day. Kol shekei, millions of Yidden weren't able to survive. The Torah wants mechazik emuna b'levavos, says the Rambam, and we live 42 masois purely with a nace that Hashem did for us. And therefore, it's very understandable that the emuna and betachan that Klal Yisrael developed purified them from Tumas Mitzrayim, which was Avodah Zarah and Kfirah by Hashem. they saw how HaKadosh Baruch Hu cared for them and took care of them, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was their kol yochel. Haftarah of Parshas Matos, after Yirmiyah gives the nevuah about the pronius of the Chorban, Yirmiyah continues and says that even though you can get great pronius to Klal Yisrael, Hashem won't leave you. Why? Because Hashem will remember Chesed Nurayich Lechtech Acharei B'Midbar Be'eretz Loi Zeruah. You put your Emunah B'Tochen Hashem to go into Eretz Loi Zeruah. The Sefer Surah Mar adds that not only did the Torah write the Mem Beis Masois to show us a Chesed Hashem in the Midbar, but also to teach Klal Yisrael, we shall learn to machazik ourselves in the Geula Asida. That even though we are here in Golus, we're going through Saras Rabbis, Hashem will take us out. And even though we went from country to country, we were expelled from country to country, it was all up here Hashem. Hashem will give us and gave us all that we need, just like Hashem gave our Ovis when we left the time. Yaakov Emden says the nace of the Kim of Klal Yisrael and Golus is greater than the nace of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Klal Yisrael is a set achas among 70 Zeevim. Not one wolf, but 70 wolves, one sheep. Meaning to say is destined to be turned up, to be torn up, and still Hashem saves us. There's a Maisa with Chaim Volozhin, and one morning after Shacharis, and one morning during Shacharis, Chaim burst into tears. And a few minutes later, Chaim burst into tears again. The Bnei Yeshiva sent of David Tevel, the Nachal David, into the Rosh Yeshiva to find out Pshat. That the Yeshiva cried. Chaim said there's going to come a time that all yeshivas will be forced to leave Europe and go to America. America will be the 10th and last stop of the Torah. The second time I cried was for the great difficulty it will be to set up Torah in America. The Boisai, we're holding at the end of the 10th Golos HaTorah. We're about to make a big move to Eretz Yisrael. It's not a coincidence that there's a huge service from Bnei Chutz Aretz to support the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are sending their lift ahead, their packages ahead, with our chizuk in the Emunah B'Tochen that we learn out from the Mem Beis Masois, which falls out in Bein HaMetzarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is shomer on us, and is the only one that could and will help us, and will bring us all back to our soul, which we zeicha to see Hashem be Bein Yerushalayim, and Machazir, Shchinasa, Lesion, a good Shabbos.